The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today here on Sunny 95. I think we have a great show today. I have a guest in the studio with me that I'm real happy to have here, Dr. Jackie Berkowitz, and we're going to bring him on in just a second, and I'll introduce him, give you all the information that you'll need to know. Before we do, as you know, we always want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And last week's question, I think, was a little bit confusing. And this week's question is easier because the person who gets it right gets free flowers from Weisdember Florist. So I wanted to make sure that people can win. In fact, I realized after I went off the air last week that I didn't even give out the correct answer. We had all the wrong guesses come in, but the correct answer to last week's question, which is how much fluoride is in public drinking water? It's one part per million. All right, this week's Dr. Kvitko question of the day is, according to BracisInfo.com, what percent of orthodontic treatment being done is on adults? Now, the reason is Dr. Berkowitz is an orthodontist, and I wanted to put the question out there and hope he doesn't give you the answer too soon. Guesses are A, 10%, B, 15%, C, 20%, D, 25%, or E, 30%, all right? 10, 15, 20, 25, or 30% should be pretty easy for somebody to guess, and the correct answer will win you a free seasonal floral arrangement from Weisdember Florist. All right. Now, I do want to say this is a Dr. Kvitko contest, not a Sunny 95 contest. So if you have any questions or anything about it, call my office at 262-9588. If you call the station on Monday, they'll have no idea what you're talking about. So please don't do that. But you are welcome to call the station with your guesses. All right. And the number is 459-9769. Let me introduce my guest. My guest is Dr. Jackie Berkowitz, DDS MS. He maintains a private orthodontic practice in Columbus. In addition, he's a clinical associate professor of orthodontics and has been involved in orthodontic education for 33 years. Dr. Berkowitz has been actively involved in treatment mechanics, treatment efficiency. efficiency is the word that I would not be efficient, right? And team interdisciplinary therapy. His practice is 30% adult patients and is geared to provide team therapy in an efficient and comprehensive manner in coordination with general dental and dental specialty practices. Me being a general dentist, I've actually worked with Dr. Berkowitz on a case or two. So that's what he's referring to there. And by the way, that 30% of his practice that is adult patients is not the answer to the question of the day. I just want to get that out there, too. He has a particular interest in pre-implant and pre-aesthetic management in order to maximize implant and aesthetic success. His practice goals include obtaining outstanding functional and aesthetic results while providing a wonderful overall patient experience. He is a diplomat of the American Board of Orthodontics and active in local and national orthodontic and dental associations and has lectured on the local, national, and international levels. So, Dr. Berkowitz, thank you for being on the show.
It's my pleasure, Doc. Thank you for having me.
It's early in the morning, and so I really appreciate when somebody's willing to get up this early and come on and be live in the studio. And this show is live, unlike some. And so it's a little hard sometimes to get a guest to set that alarm for 5 a.m. on a Sunday. But so I really do appreciate it. Okay, now I want to ask you, I've been a dentist for 30 years. You've been an orthodontist for 33, which means you've been a dentist for 37, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's been a lot of change.
Absolutely.
And in the last 25 years, what are the significant changes in orthodontics that you can tell us about? I know that's a lot of years, but maybe you can give me the highlights.
Well, I think in summary that most of us have realized that we've gone from the traditional appliances in the 60s and 50s and 70s of banded teeth with large metal bands around teeth. And the maximum changes that has occurred over the last few decades has really been in metallurgy and materials.
Really?
We are able to place much smaller, more aesthetic and brackets on teeth, a lot easier application. and our wires and our mechanics are a lot easier and smoother and probably a lot less impact on the overall pain and discomfort of patients.
The metallurgy you're referring to, that is nickel titanium, I assume.
Well, there's nickel titanium wires, which allow us to minimize the amount of bends and are less strong or rigid. Therefore, less bends, less strong and rigid makes it a lot easier on the biology of the patient in terms of tooth movement.
So it's the memory in this wire that we're using these days, correct?
Yes, it's the memory. But the most important thing is if you're going to not bend wires, you have to make sure we proper diagnosis, proper treatment planning, and proper appliance placement. Those are the brackets that we place, allow those memorized essential wires to be able to move the teeth in the right positions.
So it's primarily metallurgy. We no longer have metal mouth. We no longer have ugly Betty, right? Because we almost never put bands on every tooth.
Yes, the amount of metal itself has been reduced probably 80%. We do still use metal brackets, but on many of our patients, we today use what's called ceramic brackets, which also give a higher-end aesthetic type of result, particularly good for adult patients.
Now, I notice they're called ceramic, but they're really plastic, aren't they?
No. The plastic brackets did exist at one point in time. Those brackets, probably during the late 80s and 90s, have proven to be a great deal of failure and breakage, and today we actually use ceramic brackets, and these brackets are actually stronger than the metal brackets we place.
Okay, so I learned something, because you know how they talk about like a porcelain repair kit for crowns?
Yes.
It's not really porcelain that we're using, it's composite resin. But when they say ceramic brackets, they mean ceramic brackets.
It is true ceramic.
Okay, well that's good. See, I learned something. Okay, see, I learn something every day. When should, and there's lots of parents out there, and I'm a new granddad, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
My son had our first grandchild, his first son. It's a boy. And she wasn't due till the end of August, or the beginning of August, but baby was born last Sunday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, new parents, and parents in general, want to know, when do you bring your child to the orthodontist for the first time?
And I think that question is could be confusing. And over the I'd say 20 years, most orthodontists recommend, and the American Association of Orthodontists recommend, that we clearly see children in the 7, 8, and 9 year age group.
Okay.
However, I think it's important to realize that the value of seeing children at 7, 8, 9 is so we can make proper evaluation, proper diagnosis. Many times, or a certain percentage of these children have some minor problems, maybe 8 to 10% of the children we see at this age group that may need to be treated in this age group. But even though we may see a child at 7, 8, 9, it is highly recommended that most treatment, maybe that 90% of children that we see, should be started in what we call the late mixed dentition. Age-wise, you're probably talking between 10 and a half, 11, 11 and a half.
Okay. And girls usually a little bit earlier than boys.
Absolutely.
So if you have a young daughter, you need to get her there maybe when she's 9 to make sure that you have everything you need in place, all the records in place, so that treatment, if needed, can begin around 10.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
that,
and as we just indicated, the females quite frequently are maybe 12 months ahead of boys, one, and two, the most important thing is an early diagnosis, and that way we could predict the ideal time to maximize treatment and certainly minimize the time in treatment.
Okay. If you have a question for Dr. Berkowitz, the number is 459-9769. You can also email us your guesses to our question of the day. And the email address is drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. A lot of people are shy and don't want to be on the radio, so you can send me guesses that way. And also, Dr. Berkowitz, be happy to answer any question you have, unless it's about how to fix your lawnmower or something. I doubt he knows how to do that. I also want to mention that 2 weeks from now, or 2 weeks from yesterday, we are having the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic. It is to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It takes place at Bent Tree Golf Course and Royal American Links. It's 7 o'clock in the morning for registration and silent auction. And then we have a scramble format and a shotgun start at 8 a.m. We have room for about 12 more teams. We have about 180-some golfers now, and we'd love to get 12 more teams to make as much money for Down syndrome as we can. So if you would go to www.dentallyspeaking.com and click on the link that says golf outing and sign up, that would be great. If you want more information, call the Down syndrome office at 263-6020. Or you can go to their website at www.dsaco.net. That's DSACO.net. Really appreciate it. You would come out and join us, have some fun. We're going to have some celebs out there. Want to thank Mohican Adventure, Texas Roadhouse on Bethel Road, Columbus Clippers, Columbus Blue Jackets, BASF, Samuel Adams. Oh, gee, there are many others. And I specifically want to thank Thad Mata, provided us signed basketball, signed jersey, signed magnetic calendar, a little pin, and a baseball cap. So we're gonna have lots of neat silent auction items. I've been promised things from Coach Tressel and Coach Foster as well. So we have some neat packages. So come on out and help us raise some money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. I see that we are running late. Need to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out, is it more or less expensive to receive orthodontic care in rural areas? You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yay! Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. I have Dr. Jackie Berkowitz in the studio with me. He is an orthodontist, been doing orthodontics for 33 years, knows a lot about orthodontics. And I want to say that I'm very impressed with you, Dr. Berkowitz, as an individual and as a practitioner. I think I told you in an email that this man just has a passion for what he does. He's very, very involved in every case, thinks about from beginning to end. I think you have a picture in your mind of exactly how you want it to be before you ever start. Am I right?
That's the objective, Doc, and I certainly appreciate those comments. It makes me, on a Sunday morning here, feel like it really was worth it getting up
there. Well, no, it's true. It's true. I don't just say those kinds of things, but I would not have said anything if I didn't think that.
Thank you.
Kind of like if you know, like babies, you know, when a baby's born, everybody says, oh, isn't he cute? Well, if they're not cute, I just don't say anything. Let's face it, they're not all cute. You know, I haven't even seen my grandson yet, so we'll see.
Oh, wow.
He's in Colorado, so we're going to be heading out there in a few weeks, I think. Okay, now, before the break, I mentioned that when we came back, I was going to find out or tell people, is it more expensive or less expensive to get orthodontic care in rural areas? What would your guess be?
Well, you know, actually, I think it's very difficult to determine today what really is a rural area because...
Well, that's a good point.
In reality, there are orthodontists in very small towns all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunities and the training of those orthodontists are at least as equal, and of course, as those in large urban areas in New York, Chicago, L.A., Columbus, Ohio. And
so you think it's going to be equal? I would think it would be equal?
I would think the fees do vary. I can tell you that fees in New York City are probably 40% to 60% higher than the fees in Columbus, Ohio. But I do know some rural areas and small towns in Ohio where the fees are all comparable to fees in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, as it turns out, it is based a lot on low rent and fewer malpractice attorneys in rural areas. And so it you can apparently it's cheaper in rural areas for that reason. Unless some malpractice attorneys move into that rural area and then the prices go up.
Very interesting.
All right. And apparently you can get traditional general orthodontics, you know, the kind without a lot of complications, for somewhere in the neighborhood of around about $3,000, which seems to be about half of what it would be in Columbus. Is that about right?
That $3,000 fee is probably 50% of Columbus' average fee, but I am probably surprised that any area in the state of Ohio that the fee would be that low, even in rural areas, because basically we buy the same products from the same companies, so our expenses are, other than the few that you mentioned, are pretty close to being the same.
Yeah, and this isn't Ohio-specific. This is nationally.
I see.
So, anyway, I thought it was a fun fact. Apparently not so fun, huh? anyway, okay. All right. So, but then again, you mentioned yourself that Columbus would charge 40% less than, say, New York City. So it kind of makes sense that a smaller, low-rent area somewhere.
I would agree with
nowhere,
that, certainly.
Know? Okay. Now, there's two phases of orthodontic treatment in general. Can you tell me about them, and what are the advantages and disadvantages of these two different phases or stages?
As I was indicating with the timetable of seeing children at 7, 8, 9, a certain degree, a certain number of children, a certain percentage, maybe 8 to 10% that are seen at that age would require a first phase of treatment, which means maybe a 6 to 9 month phase to correct a limited local type of problem. The majority of children still today, we are better off treating in one stage of treatment, starting at 10 and a half, 11, maybe for 18 months, and starting and finishing and obtaining our objectives that way.
So the interceptive phase of orthodontics is kind of out the door now? Or?
Well, the interceptive phase of orthodontics is really on the decline because of the fact that we've seen that the results actually, over time, good research, evidence-based studies show that we actually, in terms of ideal results, do just as good a job treating in a shorter period of time with less money, less trips to the orthodontic practice, less times out of school, parents out of work, and we get an equal result than those thinking that they can get two stages of treatment and they would get a better result.
And by the way, for the listeners, interceptive phase of orthodontics is where you essentially intercede to correct a developing problem at a younger age in hopes of decreasing the length of treatment or severity of treatment later. And you're saying that's kind of going by the wayside.
Well, except for the fact, Doc, that if you add 18-month first phase and you add an 18-month second phase, that's a total of 36 months when you could do the whole thing sometimes, the whole treatment, in 20 to 24 months. So the total treatment time is actually less if you do single-phase treatment.
Okay. Now, what about palatal expanders? Because I know in interceptive phase, that's a lot of the treatment is expanding the palate so there's enough room for the teeth to grow. Do you use palatal expanders in all patients or never? Or what's
palatal expanders
that?
Today are a kind of a buzzword. We have patients coming in with their children in the second and third grade and want to know when their child will get their, quote, palatal expander. Palatal expanders have been around orthodontics for 120 years. They're not new. Palatal expanders certainly have a value. Primary value is to widen an upper arch when there are skeletal constrictions and what we call cross bites, where the upper teeth that should be biting outside the lower teeth are actually biting inside the lower teeth. So palatal expansion is an outstanding way of treating a certain percentage that fall into that 8 to 10% of patients that I was discussing before, early, in preparation for future treatment on a second phase. But everybody does not need a palatal expander.
Okay. Now, if you expand their palate, though, some of these kids, you're opening their airway, right? You have these kids, a lot of they just look tired, you know, they just look drawn. And they're mouth breathers because they're not able to get enough air. So orthodontics can actually improve oxygenation for people as well, right?
On those patients that have skeletal constrictions, the palatal expansion is obviously indicated, and that would airway would be one of the certainly side improvements. However, just remember, on other patients, when we do not have a crossbite and we expand the palate, we also have to expand the lower arch.
Right.
And the difficulty with that is there's less chance of holding the dentition in the lower arch. So there's a limit to what we can do in terms of palatal expansion.
Okay. Oh, let's see. We have an emailed guest to our question of the day. Let me restate the question. It's Dr. Fitko's question of the day. According to bracesinfo.com, what percent of orthodontic treatment being done is on adults? And Helen has emailed a guess of 15%. And Thomas, he sent in a guess of 20%. That's C. All I can say is you're getting closer. Remember, the phone number is 459-9769. I don't know if you know this answer or not, but you know, I talked about malpractice attorneys and how it affects the cost of orthodontic care. Any idea what percent of, like, a case against an orthodontist would actually be as a result of poor treatment? I mean, I think this is an interesting stat. Do you have an idea? I have an answer for you if you don't.
I don't have the stats
what
that
would
you have,
be?
But I could tell you off the top of my head, malpractice cases in orthodontics are extremely few and far between.
Yeah.
So I would say that the statistics are very low for patients starting treatment to actually sue their orthodontist.
You're right. It's 3%.
It's 3%.
3% for just, you know, anything for anything other than, you know, like a lot of times there's miscommunications and those
Absolutely.
Kinds of things. But when it comes down to just strictly some poor orthodontic care, it's only 3%.
That's actually higher than I thought it would
Is it?
Be.
Okay. I think that's a testament to the profession, I would say.
Absolutely.
I do have a question for, you know, what are the, let me ask you this. What are the dangers in orthodontics and how does a person avoid an incompetent orthodontist? We just said there aren't many, but there probably are some out there. And what should parents do to make sure they're going to the right orthodontist?
Well, you know, I'm really quite pleased to say, having taught in graduate programs for 33 years, that the and especially in Columbus, Ohio, the overall group of orthodontists we have in Columbus and around the country are quite capable of treating patients extremely well. However, as a particular guide to patients, even though many orthodontists, and they are orthodontists, have graduated orthodontic graduate programs, which is usually 3 years after we completed our dental training, the easiest way for a parent or a general dentist to consider referring to an orthodontist is to check with the American Board of Orthodontics, which only about 20% of patients of orthodontists have actually completed what's called the American Board of Orthodontics.
Is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's American Board of Orthodontics, and they could actually look up which orthodontists are board certified and
okay.
which orthodontists are not board certified.
So they just Google American Board of Orthodontics?
And, absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you? You're on the air with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for getting up so early just to tune in to my show. I know you would have been sleeping if I wasn't on, right?
Not necessarily, no.
Anyway, I understand you have a guest for the question of the day.
I do. I was wondering if it was about 25%.
It is 25%. Very good. You win the prize. So I don't know.
Oh,
if,
wonderful.
I don't
Thank
know
you.
If my producer has gotten any information from you yet, but if you'll hold on the line, he will. And then we'll be in touch either by email or phone, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, so, and if you have questions for Dr. Berkowitz, it's 459-9769. So the best way to find an orthodontist is to make sure they're board certified, and then you recommend kind of a call up the office, ask them certain questions to kind of find out. I mean, because they're not all the same. Everybody has a different approach.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've said on the show before that if you put you know, 10 dentists in a room or set a series of x-rays and give them to 10 different dentists, you'll have 12 different treatment plans, right?
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that? And it's
yes.
probably the same with orthodontics, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think some other ways, Doc, that some of the consumers should seek a good orthodontist is, of course, patient referrals, satisfied neighbors, satisfied family members. I would also try to tell people that Columbus is a small town, easy to get around. Don't necessarily always go to the closest orthodontist or general dentist. In fact, we don't go necessarily to the closest cardiologist. So I think that in terms of your general dentist referring you or where you seek to go to treatment from patient referrals, a 20-minute ride across town is certainly a easy experience once a month.
Yeah, no, I agree. In fact, I have a patient that drives up from Cincinnati. I just saw him yesterday. He comes
in
the morning, comes to the office, checks into a hotel, and then goes back the next day.
That's terrific.
So we're running late. We do need to go to a break. And by the way, Michelle wins flowers from Weistember Florist, and we're going to get those sent out to her soon. But you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Wow. It's our day, no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We've had Dr. Jackie Berkowitz in the studio with us on the show, and we've been talking about orthodontics, and we understand that Michelle, you have a question, right, for Dr. Berkowitz?
Yes, I was wondering if the doctor would discuss the pros and cons of Invisalign. I think they're called Invisalign braces, the ones that are clear.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sure he would love to do that because it's one of the things we had on our original list. But unfortunately, we're going to be out of time for today's show. Maybe I can ask you to tune back in maybe 2 or 3 weeks. What we'll do, Dr. Berkowitz, can you be on the show again? Can you come back?
Absolutely, Doc.
Okay, so when we go off the air, we'll get a schedule. We'll look at our calendars, and we'll set something
yes.
up. All right. Well, so thanks again, Dr. Berkowitz, for being on the show and for agreeing to come back. There's so much more. We've just scratched the surface, as you know. And I have many, many questions myself. One of the things I wanted to ask, what do Tom Cruise, Ashley Judd, and Prince Harry have in common? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Anybody meaning Dr. Berkowitz?
I do not know.
They all had orthodontics.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway.
And many other celebrities.
You're right. Okay, we need to wrap it up for today. Don't forget about the golf outing. Go to dentallyspeaking.com for information about that. Next week, We'll be back with another great show. Have some interviews that I did when I travel, my Teeth Crossed America interviews. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kvitko on Sunday 95. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you back here same time next Sunday morning at 7.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.